The drought across much of the country has meant it's been a really challenging time for farmers. But Australia's peak farming body is confident the industry can be worth $100 billion in little more than a decade. It's currently worth $60 billion. And today, the National Farmers Federation will release a report card in Canberra to mark its progress. With more, here's National Rural Reporter Kath Sullivan.
Business is booming at Kate Sutherland's Tasmanian farm.
We've got 47 hectares under protected cropping at the moment, split about 50-50 between strawberries and raspberries. And I think we'll be packing about 7 million punnets this year.
If you shop at Coles, Aldi or Woolies, there's a good chance that one of those punnets could end up in your trolley. Harvest kicks off on the farm at Cressy outside of Launceston in a couple of weeks. And with the help of 600 workers, will run through until the end of May. Kate Sutherland says that her business has been able to grow with the help of an understanding bank manager and the right climate.
We're in the right place at the right time, and supermarkets need to be able to provide product, you know, all year round. So in the winter, most of the berries are grown further north in Queensland and northern New South Wales. But in the summer when it's hot, you have to be growing it somewhere cooler, where Tasmania fits perfectly into that season.
This is one of 85,000 farming businesses in Australia and part of an industry worth $59 billion. The National Farmers Federation wants agriculture to be a $100 billion industry by the year 2030.
Yeah, it's a fair increase, but we think we're capable of getting there.
That's NFF Chief Executive Tony Maher. He might be optimistic, but a report card he'll release today shows Australian agriculture is on track to fall short of that goal by about $16 billion.
So there's been some real tailwinds around trade agreements, around measures to engage with the community, but there's been some headwinds as well, and that is obviously drought, water policy, climate change policy. So these are some of the challenges that we as an industry will continue to deal with and contend with.
Of all of those challenges, drought is the overwhelming concern.
Clearly we're in uncharted waters in relation to this drought. So we have internally been developing our national drought policy, and hopefully we'll finalise that on Wednesday. But this has to be a partnership. It has to be industry. Industry's got roles and responsibilities, but clearly so does government. And that means Commonwealth government, state government and local government.
While Kate Sutherland's patch of Australia is for now untouched by the drought, she's all too aware of how important water is to the farming sector.
It depends on the commodity, obviously, and it's all based on climate and water availability. We went to the Netherlands last year, and they're the second largest exporter of agricultural produce in the world from one of the smallest countries. They have excellent use of their water.
Get that right, and the opportunities will flow.
It's interesting. We have all four of our daughters are now joined us in the business because they can see the opportunities as young people in horticulture. So we're very excited about that.
That's farmer Kate Sutherland, ending that report by Kath Sullivan.